We at Latino USA are very proud to bring you an entire show about incarceration. But we didn't want our show to be a total downer because living behind bars can push you to be creative. Many Latino prisoners have been using square pieces of cotton called paños from pañuelos or handkerchiefs to create elaborate scenes with a ballpoint pen. It's a form of art that began in the 1950s, and some curators now recognize the paños as folk art.
So we're in a cramped hallway in an apartment on the 14th floor on the Upper East Side of New York City, and everything in the hallway is all paño art.
Floor to ceiling.
That's Martha Henry, who curated a collection of paño art. Most were made in the 1990s by prisoners in San Antonio, Texas, when she says the art form blossomed. The collection has toured all over the world.
The black and white ones are intended for fellow inmates or fellow gang members. So when you see the ones in color, good chances are that the prisoners were able to be in kind of an art program and they were given materials so that they had access to color.
We zoom in on one 8x8-inch handkerchief in a glass frame.
He's showing his crime. He's showing his temptations. Women, you've got the key that he's incarcerated. He's trying to take the key back. The fact that this is a lamp, a magic lantern, means that this type of paño is called a viaje, which means a trip.
The sources of inspiration for paño art are Chicano pride, gang life, lost relationships, love, and boredom.
That's the big challenge of being in prison, is finding the way to pass the time. You know, a lot of prisons don't allow this. This is illegal stuff. And so if a warden came in and saw that, then it would be seized from him. He would be punished. He'd go into lockdown for having made this. And that's one of the reasons why the medium, the canvas, is so great, because it's just, they just fold it up, put it in a pocket, and these, they can be mailed out in envelopes and get them out of the prison.
The apartment we're in belongs to curator David Jora Lemon, who says the paños fit naturally with his collection of Latin American art.
We've had all sorts of people look at them and read them in different ways. Some people are profoundly sad about them because they see the kind of talent and creativity that the paños represent, but then they understand that they're coming from, you know, people who are in very extreme positions and people who may have done terrible things.
So while some people might look at the paños and feel sad, when you look at them, what do you see?
I see the creativity of them, the skill in making the drawings in, you know, difficult circumstances. So I tend to see them as isolated art of people who have an issue about borders, about one foot in Mexico, one foot here, and they're in many cases sort of playing those identity issues out in their drawings.
Some of the artists sign their names. Most remain nameless. But here on the outside, the paños serve as a reminder that these prisoners and their artistic voice exist. To see a sample of the collection and to find out why paño art became illegal in Texas prisons, go to our website, latinousa.org.